Vangelis with 1492, which has become a theme for Windstar Cruises.
Well, recently my colleague, Helen Hayes, that would be you, travelled around the beautiful islands of Tahiti with Windstar Cruises, where she met the chief commercial officer of the company, Janet Barber. In an industry that used to have a reputation for being male-dominated, as many did, Janet's risen through the ranks of the cruise industry in a career spanning almost 30 years. She explains the surprise factor which sees Windstar gain a reputation for repeat customers. Xanterra Parks and Resorts, the company behind Windstar, owns and operates a range of diverse travel experiences on land and sea in different parts of the world. And Janet tells Helen about their two iconic properties, the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs and Sea Island, Georgia, which have been replicated in the design of onboard suites within the Windstar fleet.
I am delighted to welcome Janet Barber, the Chief Commercial Officer for Windstar, to Travel Writers Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to me, Janet.
Well, thank you so much for being here. You came a long way away.
Firstly, what exactly does your role mean? What do you do?
So I am very excited to be the Chief Commercial Officer, which basically means all revenue generating activities for the company, from marketing to sales, to our contact guest services center, and the most beautiful piece of all, well, don't others get jealous, but it's the itinerary planning and the revenue management promotion side of things.
Wow.
So yeah, these beautiful ships seeing where they should be going based on consumer demand and interests.
Itinerary planning, that sounds like my cup of tea.
Yes, yes.
You must have a lot of forward planning going on in your head all the time.
We do. We're always exploring new opportunities. In fact, even last night I was had the pleasure of having dinner with you, and we talked about, you know, we're heading right now to the Marquesas, and how do we create an itinerary to the beautiful region of Marquesa Islands in just 10 or 11 nights.
It's pretty exciting that, you know, a pesky little cyclone has pushed us out of our itinerary, but the captain has made the great call to go to the Marquesas, and it's the first time for nearly everybody on the ship. Everyone's excited.
Well, it's actually the first time for the captain himself and for Windstar Cruises. So we have just anticipated our inaugural sailing to the Marquesa Islands.
So I'm really excited. But I mean, I can't even imagine all the work that goes into, okay, we've got 250 people coming, and let's organize some tours, and you've got 24 hours to do it.
Yes. And you know what? I think this really stems from, you know, Windstar Cruises sailing this region for over 36 years. And so the relationship that we have forged with, you know, the various entities that can help us execute a spectacular itinerary within 24 hours, you know, it's really based upon that. I think, you know, we have other cruise lines that are passing through. They won't be able to do the activities that we have just planned. And it's really because we have, you know, onboard representatives from these regions right now coordinating and planning with our captain to make sure that, one, we're safe, and two, that our guests are going to have the best experience possible. So that expertise in knowing these islands really well and knowing the people of the island so that they can really create something that's unique and different than our guests expect, something that's 180 degrees from ordinary.
Oh, yeah, well, that's exactly right. Now, what about you? What is your background in cruising?
So I am a cruise lifer. My very first cruise was when I was 15 years old. I'm of Hispanic descent, and I decided that I didn't want a big quinceañera party, which is usually what Latin families do for when their daughter turns 15.
Right.
I wanted to go on a cruise living in Miami, the cruise capital of the world, and that's when I stepped on board a beautiful mass market cruise line, and I said, oh, wow, I got injected with the cruise bug, and my entire family did too. So we've been cruising since I was 15, and I'll let you calculate, that was more than 30 years ago. And ever since, you know, I've had the pleasure of working with amazing global brands like Royal Caribbean, Silver Sea, and now I'm probably with the best and my favorite of them all, Windstar Cruises.
That's the right thing to say.
Yes, of course it is. I always say my favorite cruise is my last one.
Oh, for sure. So you've obviously done a lot of cruising. Mm-hmm. What is it that attracts people to the small ship bracket,
yes,
do you think?
You know, I think it's one, the unique destinations that small ships can provide, because really, I think there's definitely a market for mass cruise lines, but they usually tend to be restricted by the ports that they can sail to. And I think, you know, what I'm learning more and more having the sailboats and these cruises is that we have, you know, the world is our kingdom, and we can explore a lot of areas and places that the big ships can't go. And so what I love about cruising as well on the small ship is the intimacy, the connections. I think we all travel to make connections with people around the world, whether it's on the places that we go and sail to, or the people that are on board. And so we're not just dumping these massive amount of passengers on small little islands or small little towns that cannot take that kind of influx of people. But when you're on a small ship that only has 300 passengers, you know, it's really like you start feeling like a local when you're entering these beautiful destinations and you don't feel like a tourist. And I think that as well is something that's very unique and different.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's also great that you don't have to trek, you know, 3 miles to get from one end of the ship to the other.
Oh my gosh.
You don't get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy to just walk around, use the stairs and
yeah.
And you see the faces every day.
I love it. And you know what beautiful is that it really truly, I mean, it has 4 restaurants on board, so you're not going to get bored either in terms of amenities. You have a beautiful spa, which I'll be heading to in just a few minutes. Just kidding. And then you have a wonderful gym that you can use every morning. You have whirlpools, pools. There's just so many activities, even on a small ship of this size. And I think it's been carefully thought out and designed in a way that it's intimate enough, but also really, really special in terms of the connections that you can make in the different areas and venues.
And the spaces that you can find where you might be the only person there.
Correct.
If you want to go away and read a book with nobody else, you can find that space.
Yes. In fact, we just did that, right? We found a beautiful, quiet little place here in the lounge. And so it's very easy for us to really just, you know, you can be as busy as you want to be. You can go back to your beautiful suite and also just enjoy some quiet space. Open up. Every single suite has a view. And so you can enjoy the beautiful views that surround you just from your beautiful suite.
Well, Windstar is actually owned by Zanterra.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Australians may not be that familiar with Zanterra, but they will be with some of the other Zanterra products. So tell us about some of those, like the lodges in Yosemite and Yellowstone.
Yes. So we have these iconic locations in Grand Canyon, in the middle of the desert. Yellowstone is one of them as well. And so we have these beautiful properties. And we also, Zanterra is also part of Country Walkers, right? A bicycling tour company and holiday vacations. And so we do have a pretty diversified portfolio of brands, whether you want to stay and go, explore the local national parks that United States has to offer, or if you want to travel internationally via a cruise or on a bicycle or go hiking. And so I think we truly have these arrays of different products that really cater to this kind of a variety of different demographics, but all have the same mindset, which is exploring the world and learning about, you know, cultures and regions of the world that we all have had in our bucket list at one point or another.
Well, the Broadmoor is one of those lodges.
Ooh,
and
yes.
You've taken, it's just this iconic property in Colorado, and it has the incredible railway up to the top of Pikes Peak.
Yes. And
so now you've incorporated some elements from that into your one of the suites on board.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
So we have 2 sister properties. It's the Sea Island in Georgia and the Broadmoor that you've just mentioned in Colorado, and 2 very, very iconic and historic properties that Mr. Philip Anschutz owns and who he used to actually go and visit when he was just a small child. And so, yes, we have thought about, so how do we incorporate some of, you know, these iconic properties into a ship? And so we're very happy to announce that we have actually just won an award with a cruise ship interior design as one of the most beautiful suites on a cruise ship. And
wow.
That is for our Sea Island and Broadmoor suite. So once you come and visit either the Star Legend, the Star Breeze, or the Star Pride, you can select one of our classic suites and choose to either stay at the Broadmoor suite, which looks just like staying at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, or you can select to stay in our Sea Island suite that looks just like the one in Georgia. And so these are very it was not an easy task, but we're very, very excited that we've been acknowledged as one of the most beautiful suites on the oceans. In fact, we're very proud to say that it beat some of the new builds out there.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's a really big deal. And I'm hoping to have a little sneak peek into one of them later.
Yes. Oh,
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed that we can get somebody out of their suite and say, excuse me, we just want to take a sneak peek.
Do you mind?
Yeah. Do you mind if we just take a look at your beautiful suite? I wouldn't mind if I was staying in one of those suites. I think it should come with that. If you're staying on this suite, you should allow us to come and visit it.
Now, I wanted to talk also about, I've spoken to heaps of guests on board, and every single one of them has been on other WinStar cruises.
Yes.
So how important is that repeat ratio of guests, and what are some of the things that make them keep coming back?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the surprise factor is what I call it. I think, you know, once they step on board this ship, they're surprised by what a wonderful experience it is. And some of them may be anti-cruisers because they never thought about taking a cruise. And so all of a sudden they've converted over to avid cruisers because they're like, oh, you know, they see the bigger ships and they think about cruising and they think about this other experience that we've all seen and we have seen recently on TV, which is just quite large and massive, but it's not quite what that is. Or you have those that have been sailing in these massive ships and they keep getting bigger and bigger and they're like, no, that's not, no longer for me. And so we have this huge group of people that come from two sides of the world, whether they've cruised or not, and they come on board and they fall in love with the crew that's on board, with the people. They create friendships and then they decide, where do we go next? And so since we do have six ships, we have three of the iconic sailboats and we have three of the luxury yacht ships, we do sail all around the world internationally through the French Polynesia, Caribbean, Europe. So we have quite an array of itineraries. And so they want to explore the world. They love the convenience of unpacking once. They love the value and they love the culinary experience. They're surprised by that as well. We have a wonderful culinary experience. And so they realize that this is a great value. They had a great time and they just keep coming back over and over again.
And let's hope they still keep coming.
They will. They will. Because I think we have a lot of really exciting itineraries planned in the future for them to continue to come back.
I have to say the marina was something I haven't seen before. Uh-huh. Like the area where you can kayak, swim, trampoline if you must. and I posted about it on my socials and one of my friends said, oh my gosh, I love the marina. It's one of my favorite things.
Here's a surprise. You actually get to legally jump off a cruise ship and not get in trouble.
Yeah, I dived off not very gracefully yesterday.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that. And you know, what we call is also, it's the infinity pool, right? Where else can jump off? And I mean, and we're in Tahiti. We're in probably the most beautiful waters of the world. And so the fact that we can just anchor and you can just explore and enjoy and not have to go, you know, very far to enjoy these beautiful waters. I think that's iconic.
Yeah, it just adds another element because, you've got your pool and the whirlpool at the front, but that is just something completely different. So I think that's incredible.
And I'm new to the role, so I continue to learn new things. What I didn't know was that we actually issue you your own set of snorkeling gear for the entire trip. So every time we anchor up, you can go and snorkel with your own set of snorkeling gear. So that I'm excited about. Yeah. I have my snorkeling gear back in my suite waiting for me.
Oh, I'm looking forward to using mine for sure. Well, thank you, Janet, so much for talking to Travel Writers Radio. And more importantly, thank you for having me.
Oh my God, we're so excited and we'll see where we go next.
For sure. Thank you.
Helen Hayes was speaking with WinStar Cruises Chief Commercial Officer Janet Barber in Tahiti recently.